This is IGN.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN. Resident Evil Village VR Review. Resident Evil Village VR captured my undivided attention, offering a fresh perspective on a nearly two-year-old game I have played a dozen times over. From the robust tutorial before you start playing to the many ways you can customize the controls for the most comfortable experience, Resident Evil Village's VR mode is no afterthought, but rather a well-crafted and exciting way to experience an already excellent game. Nothing has been watered down in the transition to VR. You'll endure Ethan's rescue mission from start to finish. That said, this mode doesn't quite give you access to everything Resident Evil Village offers. The timed challenge mercenaries mode is not supported in VR, probably for the best, given that it's all about moving quickly, and the modifiers you may have already unlocked in the non-VR mode, such as weapon attachments and upgrades, are not transferable to VR mode, and you will have to unlock all those items once again. This obviously isn't a big deal for anyone playing Resident Evil Village for the first time, but as someone who has unlocked and upgraded all of my weapons over the course of several playthroughs, that was disheartening. Interestingly, Village VR does offer new weapon attachments, such as a bayonet for the M1897, which you can purchase from the Duke after destroying a certain number of wooden goats scattered throughout the village. Village VR looks beautiful. You can easily get lost roaming its maps and taking a closer look at all the little details in the environment. Castle Demetrisk often had me doubling back to examine all the paintings and photographs on the wall. That said, because the action is all up in your face, it is easy to spot the low-res textures on some things while exploring, most notably the rotten food that is littered throughout the village. Resident Evil Village VR's controls have all of the expected options, allowing you to play either standing or sitting, each with its own pros and cons. Playing standing provides easier access to your arsenal, but usually meant I couldn't play for as long without fatigue, while sitting down extended my playtime, but could cause some uncomfortable angles when throwing pipe bombs or using the scope to aim with the sniper rifle. Customizing the control scheme is helpful for either method, allowing you to swap between options like physically reloading weapons manually, or having that be handled automatically. I opted for a hybrid of the two, as it was really fun mimicking the motions of using a real firearm. But in situations where a lot of action was occurring and things got hectic, it was convenient to have my guns automatically reload. One feature that's actually exclusive to VR is the ability to dual-wield weapons. This makes it a lot easier to get out of tight situations or to simply bust open some lichen skulls faster. Weapons that were once used with two hands, like the shotgun, can also be wielded with one hand with the pistol held in the other. That's super convenient if you need to get a quick shot off at an enemy close to you, but it comes at the cost of more recoil, decreased aim. There's a lot of fun experimentation to be done with the combinations of weapons alone, which makes for a welcome new level of freedom. However, some tension and jump scares I encountered in the original game were not as scary in VR. Sure, a few moments still left me in fight-or-flight mode, but most of the jump scares can be entirely missed if you aren't looking in the right direction at the right time, which I learned the hard way the first time Ethan encounters a lichen. It doesn't put a major damper on things, but it can still be a bit disappointing. Thankfully, a lot of the tension and scares from Resident Evil Village come from the combat itself, which there is plenty of. There are a handful of sections where Village throws dozens of enemies at you at once, And the VR changes to combat mean you can now easily drop your gun when you meant to reload it, or forget to cock your shotgun after firing a shell. Similar to what I said in my review of Resident Evil 4 VR, this new combat style comes with a severe learning curve, which can sometimes be frustrating, especially in later sections. But trust me when I say that it's worth mastering, making the challenge all the more rewarding to overcome once you get the hang of it. The verdict. Resident Evil Village VR is far more than just a gimmicky afterthought, adding enough improvements and tweaks to justify fans of both the series and virtual reality reliving Ethan's not-so-great European vacation one more time. While the controls can be a little cumbersome as you take the time needed to master them, and the VR perspective can cause a few awkward viewing angles, this is still a very enjoyable return to an already great game.
Spoken Lair.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.